Radio MD. RadioMD.com. From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Every human being is a unique combination of energy and vibrations. Today, I'm welcoming sound healer Gabriel Braun to discuss how we can use music and sound to tap into the emotional vibrations in our brain. When we feel upset or anxious, it may be because the experience is recalling previous trauma to our energy and vibrations, but we do have the power to heal ourselves if we understand what's happening internally and find new ways to connect with more positive energy. Gabriel, welcome to the show, and how can we be attentive to our energy and vibrations so people can tap into that? Yeah.
Great. So one thing I wanted to mention from before is that sound therapy specifically addresses the human nervous system, as well as affecting our brainwave states. And so when we understand that, you know, oftentimes if we're dealing with something like anxiety, we're in our sympathetic nervous system, which is the flight and fight response for people who don't know what that means. And basically we want to get into parasympathetic, which is homeostasis, you know, resting, being able to relax and calm ourselves, right? So depending on the, you know, if we are vibration and our cells are vibrating at a certain frequency, that means that basically we can use sounds to target different densities, which all vibrate at different frequencies in our bodies. And meaning that if you start to slow down the sound, or it's a lower pitch or slower sound, you start to feel it in your tissue, your muscle, your bones, and all the way into your cells. And certain sounds make us connect with different parts of our physical body. And as we know, emotion, energy and motion, right? We experience emotion as energy, and we experience it in our body with that kind of psychosomatic or mind-body connection. So when we have a feeling of anxiety, usually it's not just the thought of it, it's the feeling, right? The feeling. Right. And as I like to say, you know, don't just hear, listen. And that deeper listening can happen when certain sounds are used from, you know, crystal singing bowls, the didgeridoo, the human voice, tuning forks, etc., to help people reconnect with this human instrument that they are, so that they can start to become more aware of where they're storing these things and help the energy flow, help it move, help to restore that balance.
Yeah, this is such important information that you're allowing the audience to hear, because I think so many people, you know, when they feel sadness, let's just go to the lower vibrational emotions. Maybe they feel sadness, they feel anxiety, they feel anger, pain, or fear. You know, they don't know what to do with it, and they just kind of sit with it. And as we know, that's what causes disease. That's what causes, you know, our bodies to be inflamed. And so if, you know, people could understand that all of this, all parts of ourselves are connected, that we could heal those frayed nerves, we could heal where we're holding that negative energy. So how do you begin to explain to people, like, you know, that negative emotions are natural and they're normal, and not to necessarily run from them? Like, we have to learn how to embrace all of our emotions, correct?
Correct. Yeah. What I share with people is that, you know, you are perfect through all of your imperfections, and that there's something about having dysfunctions or having issues or challenges or emotions that allow us to grow and evolve as people. And as you say, there's nothing wrong with having judgments or negative emotions or feeling sad or depressed. I mean, it's just a part of life, but it's not what happens to us. It's how we respond to it, how we deal with it. So one of the things I always share with people is just invite them, really invite them to include their experience. And a lot of times you can't necessarily control everything you're going to feel, but you can start to train yourself as to how you know, kind of respond to your feelings and how you deal with those things. And sound healing or sound therapy is a great tool, you know, as far as how you deal and how you approach these things.
Right.
So there are specific ways too that I can definitely get into as well.
Yeah. So for anyone that's listening out there now, I'd like to introduce what sound therapy is to them, which we've been talking about. What can they do today to begin to create a routine or create a pattern of using sound therapy? Because I know that there's, you know, a lot of clients I work with that just say, like, I intellectually understand that I should download that and do this, you know, listen to it, but I can't seem to get into the habit or the rhythm of it. And for people that really want to include something like this in their lives, what would you recommend they do?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing is kind of what we started the program off with, which is your breath. Your breath is, you know, the human sound is the breath made audible. And your mm-hmm. breath is how you really connect with your senses and how you become more present to yourself and to this human instrument. So I would say start with using your breath and literally just starting with a sigh. Like if you yawn, if you sigh, I mean, people aren't going to think you're that weird, right? I mean, so you yeah. something that people who might maybe be a little bit more reticent or have that insecurity about, you know, mm-hmm. being hurt or this kind of thing, can just start with that. Just start by taking some deep breaths and letting yourself sigh and actually see if you can feel where the sound is vibrating inside of you. So whether that's your mm-hmm. chest, your throat, you know, your abdomen, that would be my first yeah. suggestion. And to do that every day and to do it from anywhere from, you know, a few seconds to a minute or two, you know?
Right.
I always really encourage people, especially if you live in a place like Los Angeles where you can drive, you know, 30 minutes and you're on a hiking trail, or you're by the ocean, to take mm-hmm. time to draw upon nature and the sounds of nature, yeah. like the ocean waves and the blowing of the wind in the trees and the bird calls and that kind of thing, to really help them to tune in. You know?
Yeah.
And then also for people who are, you play an instrument, or even if you're not musically inclined, but like you can buy like a crystal singing bowl. You can use something like a didgeridoo or even a flute or something that has this very kind of, natural sound, but deeper resonance that you can feel the vibration in your uh-huh. body. And if you do play music, to just continue using the instrument you play and really connect with it in this kind of healing way. So, those are some things that you can do yourself at home. And then I would definitely encourage people to come to a live sound bath. Listening to the music definitely does do something and is, uh-huh. is helpful. But when you have that live experience, you really can feel the vibration in your body in the room. Yeah.
Yeah, these are fantastic tips. And everything that you're saying is really about being present, like being mindful, being, you know, in the moment, which I know for a fact helps everybody. So when you're even, no matter where you live anywhere in the world, you could go into a forest or on a hike or with the trees, or if you're by the ocean, or if you're in the middle of a farmland, you know, sit in the grass somewhere. It's, you know, I think we forget how valuable and how just naturally cathartic nature is.
Exactly. And there's something you said about being present, which is that because we live in such a fast paced world and we're on the go so often, it's really hard for us to slow down. And so our nervous system's moving quickly. Our mind is moving quickly. Just literally doing things like going into nature and listening to the sounds and slowing down and taking time and listening to, you know, this healing music or whatever it is, that really can help us kind of press our internal reset button, you know?
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, Gabriel, thank you so much. So everyone can find you at GabrielLoganBraun.com, correct?
Yes.
GabrielLoganBraun.com and on SoundCloud, right, as well?
Yeah, SoundCloud. And also I just want to say that I also do private sessions with people, which is helping them to open up their voice and doing private sound baths, etc. So if you're interested, yes, please let me know.
Yes, please do contact Gabriel. He's one of the best out there to help you individually as well. Thank you so much for being on and sharing your vision and sharing, you know, the work that you do. It's so important, and I'm so grateful for having you. So thank you. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thanks for joining us today, and stay well.